Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Chris, he said to me.
No!
I said, I've got the audio of President Obama talking about free college if you want it. And he's like,
We've moved on, Rich. We're over that.
Moving on.
Hey, just,
Rolling.
When a politician tells you anything is free, it just drives me
I just
bananas.
Love what he's having. I mean, he lives in a world where everything is free. I'm all for it. Where do we get, where do we sign
up? Yeah, whatever you want. Okay, so his touting of the I should introduce you to everybody here who's new to the program. Hi, there's Jennifer Horan. Hi, there's Rich McFadden. Hi, there's Ken Kessler. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join us in a moment. The circumstance that I want to pursue with him, there are a number of things medically that are in the news and important, and I think that we'll touch on as many of those as we can, because medical news is very important to all of us. The president touts a rebounding economy, lays out an agenda to help the middle class, so he says. He asks Republicans to work across the aisle, as Boehner gives him two thumbs down.
Or I'll veto it.
Right, yeah, exactly. And the Republicans' rebuttal with Senator Ernst was awful. And so that's pretty much where I am with all this, Richie. Let's move on.
Yeah.
888-302-3684. Unless I should invite Kenny with his trailing our social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. What do we have that is new, different, or is it the same old yada yada?
Robin says, I was enthralled with the hatred and anger on Boehner's face.
Hmm. Boehner, there's nothing nice about Boehner. And Boehner didn't get to be who.
Did you hear the speech? It was not nice on
Boehner. Yeah, but no, but you know what? There's a place.
I got to give him credit. It would be if I were sitting in that chair,
I would have thrown spitballs.
I would have been throwing my water glass.
Yeah, these guys are phonies.
Out of the crowd.
It's an act.
I would have been. You know what I've done? How when you can like put water in your mouth and then strain it through your teeth like a little water fountain? I would have been doing that right on the back of the president's head.
Right, sure you would have. Good for your issue.
No, it takes a lot of restraint to sit back there when somebody's up there saying
it's
something.
It's showtime.
And Biden, I mean, they all, they're actors and they all play their parts.
Yep.
And the guy in front's doing his job.
All right, so here's the...
God bless them all, Tony.
Economic reality. The Freedom Socialist Party. You know about the Freedom Socialist Party?
No.
One of the new splinter groups that's taking root in the Northwest. One of the things that they are promoting is a $20 an hour minimum wage for all who live and work in the state of Washington. They want a 20-hour plus union-type benefits for all workers, no matter where they're working. They're responding to the president's State of the Union, saying he did not go far enough, denouncing capitalist greed, insisting that compromise destroys solidarity, and the party must leave no one behind. That's why they want you to vote for whoever they're putting up their candidates. Socialist, the Freedom Socialist Party.
That's just the Seattle branch.
It looks like there are other branches. Yeah, right. There are other branches. In October, the Socialist posted a job listing for an online content manager. Although the average annual salary of a web developer in the U.S. is about $60,000, the Freedom Socialist Party offered $13 an hour. Wait a minute. They want $20 an hour for everybody, except they don't want to pay $20 an hour. Their ad listed the pay at $13 an hour, which is $26,000 a year.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Hello. It was kind of, when you fact check this stuff, Obama was talking about how he wanted women to be at pay equity with men.
Right.
But yet people were talking all over Facebook about how it's a great
White House
are you kidding?
Pay.
I'm a girl. I like it.
Right.
White House pays 20%, I think, on average, less than to women than men. So, you know, Yeah. It's fun to fact check these things.
It is, in fact. Speaking of facts,
how long do you think it'll be before this country is splintered into its own little, we have one state which is one minority, and another state which is one minority, or one state which is all people who are the Socialist Party, and one state who are all the Tea Party.
I got a clue for you, Richie. I live in the two states that already are the capital of the Socialist Party.
Yes, you do.
So, and what does that say for me? Maybe I should be moving to the places where I was this weekend. Sub $2 gasoline reality now in 28 states.
$1.99 at the local BJ's gas station.
National average for regular gas, $2.05 a gallon, down from $2.13 last week, $2.45 in December, $3.29 a year ago at this time, according to GasBuddy.com. The forecasters expect the average will be around the country well below $2 a gallon. The circumstance puts it 60% below where it was at the middle of last year because of the surging production. Let's see. West Texas crude yesterday fell to $47.52 a barrel. Let's see. They're coming up with about 4 million barrels of that stuff.
All right. So, at some point, you're going to think I'm crazy.
No, I'm not.
This has to stop.
Well, it will.
Oil cannot get too cheap.
Kansas City, Missouri, yesterday.
Big, if not bigger problems than when it's too expensive.
$1.67 a gallon at the cheapest stand in Kansas City yesterday. Missouri, where I was over the weekend, lowest national average, $1.76 of the average. I didn't see a pump when I was driving back and forth from St. Louis, the airport downtown, that had gas that was over $2 a gallon. Anywhere.
I just saw a story in USA Today, though, talking about how gas is going to go back up to $5 a gallon. Did you guys see that today?
That'd be nice. When? Well, better buy it now.
That's just one guy who thinks that, and he said that a few years ago, that it was going to be $5 a gallon.
The buy it
and
now
it was,
price.
Almost.
Buy your gas on eBay. Buy it now price is $1.67 a gallon.
Yeah, when are our airfares going to start dropping?
Yeah, thank you.
That's the way that airlines buy their gas. They buy it for the year.
No, they buy the future. They are in for the future. Futures market, they buy it.
They lock
bulk.
Into a price, and that's what they're paying for the year.
Right.
So when are they going to start pricing their tickets for this $1.67 gas?
I'll tell you when I buy my next tickets, Richie.
I just got railroaded on New Orleans tickets from D.C. Yeah. $500.
You should ride in a train. Take the train down there. Nice riding train. Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to discuss a story that we have posted at DougStefan.com. Father of a 2-year-old with late stage cancer facing jail time for giving his kid marijuana. Well, maybe not really marijuana. He gave him cannabis oil to try to ease the suffering. What does that do? That is, what's the reality of that? And how might he else deal with his daughter's suffering? Sad story, but reality-based. 14 past the hour, so Dr. Ron up next here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Carrie Glassman, registered dietitian and nutritionist, and I've partnered with the Laughing Cow Cheese because I want to help people reinvent themselves in 2015 as far as healthy snacks and also in terms of being a little bit overall healthier and happier. You want to think about taste. You want your foods to taste good. Also, texture is really important. A couple examples of creamy plus crunchy that I love are this Laughing Cow cheese here with apple slices and a little bit of honey. Laughing Cow cheese with some chopped peppers on a whole grain cracker or on cucumbers or even just with crudité. Take the Laughing Cow Cheese's challenge. Go to their website or go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/ The Laughing Cow USA and do their 31 Days of Reinvention Challenge. There's challenges to reinvent your snacks as well as healthy habits to help improve yourself to be healthier and happier.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Kenny and Richie and Jennifer and I have my friend, and I like to have my friends on the program. Dr. Ron Hoffman is a good friend of this program. drhoffman.com, great place to go to sign up for insight. Ways, for example, in the Intelligent Medicine newsletter to detoxify your body. Matter of fact, this DASH diet, which is rich in vegetables and whole grains and low-fat dairy, has been named the best overall diet for the 5th year by U.S. News & World Report. Does that have any cachet to it, Ron?
The DASH diet is kind of a watered-down, moderate diet. You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, relatively low-fat, lots of fruits and vegetables, and it's infinitely preferable to the standard American diet, which contains lots of junk foods and is laden with sugar. But it's not ultimately the best diet, nor is it a diet for everyone. I guess if everyone adopted the DASH diet, we would be quite a lot better off.
We would.
But, you know, it depends on the person. Some people do really well on a very low-fat diet. Other people do well on a very low-carb diet. I think it depends on your genes. It depends on your circumstances.
So what we're really saying here is something that I talk about all the time. This cookie-cutter stuff that comes out from these people who are promoting something just doesn't work. I don't eat, nor are they good for me, whole grains. I wouldn't eat, I wouldn't do well on a DASH diet because grains are not good for me.
Yeah, exactly. DASH diet, it emphasizes lots of whole grains because of the fiber and because it's relatively low fat.
Right.
But some, you know, there's a book entitled Grain Brain, which takes the position that grains are the source of problems that lead to dementia, neurological disease, and so on, diabetes.
All right. This story from Australia of the father of a 2-year-old girl that we have at DougSteffen.com today. She has late stage cancer. Can you imagine the tragedy just in that?
Yeah.
He's going to go to jail apparently because he used cannabis oil to try to make her suffering diminished. What would happen under that circumstance?
You know, I'm looking at the article that's posted there at Good Day on your website, and you know, look, these are tragic circumstances, and I really don't think that the punishment is warranted. It'd be one thing if he was trying to get his daughter stoned, you know, like recreationally, like sometimes people blow marijuana smoke in their pets' faces or something to, you know, have the dog do backflips. This is not frivolous use of marijuana. Marijuana may provide relief for some people suffering pain, but also they're actually, and we need to research this more, there may be cancer-fighting properties to marijuana oil, and not so much the hallucinogenic properties. Maybe we can devise marijuana-like products that don't get you stoned, but actually help to reduce inflammation, maybe fight cancer. A lot of research needs to be done in this area.
So this is something that there's political tones and overtones to it, but in fact the common wisdom would be that it goes a lot further. We're not talking about smoking grass here. We're talking about, I mean, there are a lot of benefits to hemp. We all know that. Clothing is one of them. It's food-based. I know a lot of people have hemp cereal.
Yeah.
So
high fiber, it has certain proteins.
You know, you're going to put those people in jail? You're going to put a person wearing a hemp suit in jail?
But after they eat the hemp cereal, then they eat 3 boxes of Count Chocula.
All right. Sign up for the newsletter. You'll learn all about major health issues. Dr. Ron Hoffman here with us. Dr. Hoffman, 2 F's. DrHoffman.com. Sign up for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Thank you.
arrives 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Hang tight.
Yes.
You know, when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How do you get the monkey?
Uh-huh.
Did you do the monkey?
Egyptian Museum in Cairo. They focus on King Tut's beard.
Now, if I
apparently, the beard fell off of the mask they have on the what would you call that? The crypt where King Tut is. Or who's your what?
Sarcophagus.
That too. I might store today. As a matter of fact, can I do something about that? By singing King Tut. Anyway, the beard was hastily glued back on with epoxy after it fell off over the weekend. Apparently, cleaners were in there, and they knocked the beard off. So now I know the rest of the world is all happy because the beard is back on again. Other people from, let's see, a little more contemporary stance here, James Taylor in the news.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Paul Simon together with James Taylor in the news. I just did that just for the fun of it.
Yeah, I know. I should have had it open on 14 places like I usually do.
Yes, you should have. That's true. All right, so Taylor and Simon paying tribute to the late jazz great Michael Brecker. They are performing benefits in his name. Benefit. This is, by the way, Brecker's been dead since 2007. His widow. It's interesting because Taylor, who his widow said had the flu, performed "Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight," first song he played with Brecker, who was a saxophonist. Let's see here. He says, "I miss him all the time." I'm trying to figure out what influence he might have had. Jazz on folk music? Is that a stretch? What am I missing?
No. Paul Simon is extremely jazz-based. If you listen to... Oh, yeah. No, he's got got a lot of funky chords, a lot of funky rhythms. He is very definitely jazz centered.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they had a benefit for Brecker and for those who have this cancer of the bone marrow. A very close friend of mine has it, and he's going through excruciating.
Somebody's going through it now. Well,
my God. Well, this guy, I think, is going to come out of it, frankly. He's got a good attitude, but he's at Dana-Farber in Boston now. They take the bone marrow out, and then they do your T-cells and clean them all up, and then they run your blood through the platelet machine, whatever that does, and then they mix it all back together again after they blasted you the chemo to the point where you're pretty much dead.
Yeah.
They have to bring you back. You're almost dead.
But think about modern medicine. I mean, do you hear what you just said to get healthy again?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And how lucky are we that we can even think about it?
Richie's a pretty, his treatment of his cancer this year, the last year, wasn't that, I'm saying it wasn't
cancer
that
light.
Adult, but yeah, you had cancer light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, back to the James Taylor song. I heard a story about this song yesterday.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. And the story was?
Fire and I've seen rain. It's about his battle with depression.
Yeah.
And apparently the fire represents electrotherapy when he would get the shocks. And in the beginning of the song, so the song is actually written in like three parts. And one of the reasons he went into depression is because at the beginning of the song, it says, Suzanne, the plans they have for you were canceled, right?
Yeah.
That was one of his best friends who committed suicide. And then he had a band fail, and it sent him into this depression.
Yeah.
And so he wrote this song about her and about his depression. It's very interesting to look inside the soul of the songwriter.
Just people in general. What makes you tick? Good food for thought. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I, 20 and after the hour on the Doug Good Day program.
Oh, I've seen fire.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Next, Evan's Good Day program, 33 at the hour. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, or in another order, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Rich McFadden here to discuss the issues of the day, the things that are going on. Legal experts interested in the Officer Darren Wilson case, the shooting death of Michael Brown. You all remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I promised not to go where I went in the last half hour and discussing problems with the police. However, I find it interesting the news that came out late last night as to the FBI investigation. You all heard the local prosecutor said, not enough evidence, we can't indict Darren Wilson. And then certain interests got all worked up about it. What do you mean there's not enough information? Okay, so the FBI, controlled by the White House, right? Would you say, is that too tight? The FBI, the people that administer the FBI are part of this administration, yes or no?
Correct.
Okay. Yes.
All right, sure. So they investigate the shooting in Ferguson. They say their investigation is complete, and they find there is not enough evidence to charge Officer Wilson with a federal crime. The crime would be violating Michael Brown's civil rights. So now what? The final report isn't done yet. So there's a report, and then there's a final
Wow.
Report and a report on top of a report.
So the FBI investigates and makes their recommendation.
Yeah.
But Eric Holder and his civil rights chief,
yeah,
Vanita Gupta, they get the final say as to whether the Justice Department closes the case.
Yep. All right. The folks in Tokyo get a little nervous about these two guys that the ISIS militants have. Say they're going to kill the two of them unless they get $200 million. Not likely the Japanese are going to come up with the $200 million. We've all seen the video. Well, wait, we haven't all seen the video. There's been a lot of talk about the video that came out a couple of days ago. The two Japanese guys in the orange, in the new black jumpsuits. What is the name of that show? Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah. Just as an aside, what is that all about?
A women's.
I got that. Well, what does it mean, orange is the new black? Instead of wearing black,
well, you know, like they always say, like pink is the new black. Because black is like the basic fashion for everybody. Like everybody loves black. It's a basic. So now they might say, oh, pink is the new black.
So is that a clever title to the TV show?
That's okay.
Provocative, makes you think?
I don't know if it's provocative. It's just, it tells you that there's women. This is something about women who are now living a new life in prison, I guess, kind of, right?
Well, but you know as well as I do that there are certain things that might go on in a man's mind thinking about what would go on in a woman's prison.
Well, and it does. This show is very sexual. And,
oh, is it? Okay.
Yes.
All right. I just didn't want to go down the wrong road.
A big bunch of pervs.
I have a tendency to go down the wrong road from time to time, and I certainly don't want to do that, make any assumptions whatsoever about what goes on in that woman's prison. We all know it's true blue. It's time for us to do our time. What is it? What's the expression? Something about doing time. There's a, you don't have time to do the time. Must have lost that.
If you don't do the crime,
that's it. Thank you.
If you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
See how wonderfully well Richie understands my mind?
Our minds are in sync.
He was there. Yep. On top of it.
That was beautiful. Right. Twins separated at birth.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly right.
83 years apart. Okay, Jay Leno. Names in the news today.
Before you pass over from the Japanese things,
yeah.
I'm skimming through this this story.
Yeah.
The Japanese prime minister keeps reiterating to the ISIS people,
we're going
to
come get you.
No. Yeah, sure. We said that we would give $200 million towards the effort. But our money is not going towards military purposes.
It's helping people out.
It's humanitarian purposes only that our money will be spent.
That's a good point.
Like helping refugees.
Jennifer, did you hear that? He made a good point.
I know. I heard that. You're very nice for pointing it out.
Very nice. Yeah, it was good for pointing it out.
I look at the article.
Kenny, you got that?
I did.
Yeah.
It was very nice. Interesting.
Jay Leno. By the way, Jennifer's television report in just a few minutes. Jay Leno speaking out about Bill Cosby. Interesting Q&A. He was at the National Association of Television Program Executives this week in Miami. He was a guest. He was being interviewed by another TV person. I don't know who it was, but not important. I don't know why it's so hard to believe women, he said. You go to Saudi Arabia, you need two women to testify against a man. In this case, against Bill Cosby, you need 25. Leno also said that this whole Cosby thing wouldn't have come about without comedian Hannibal Buress.
Yeah.
Remember the, he called him, is that how you pronounce the name? Buress, right?
Buress.
Called Cosby a rapist during one of his stand-ups. The whole thing went crazy, went viral. I remember the next day, I was standing to, I think I said to Kenny, who the heck is this guy? And why is he running around?
And he had a world of hate on him.
Yeah.
Until
it turned out that maybe there was something to it.
Dirty now.
Yeah.
All right. Also in the news today is Hope Solo. No relation to Han.
Weirdo lately, right?
That I know of. She's, who is she related to? Not Han Solo.
No, she's an Olympic athlete.
Right. Suspended from the U.S. women's national team. She's the goalkeeper. She's out for 30 days. The soccer people did not specify the reason. Seemed to me there was, in the back of my mind now, I'm pulling out something about her. She got into
stabbed or hit
her. This most recent one is that she was a passenger in a car that her husband, former Seattle Seahawks tight end Jeremy Stevens, was arrested in.
Right.
And they were like, they were pulling the do-you-know-who-we-are card.
Right.
But she just got in trouble not too long ago, I mean less than a year ago, for getting into an altercation with her nephew and her sister, I think.
Did you ever try to pull that, Richie? Do you know who I am? Did you ever say to anybody, do you know
nobody
who
cares.
I am?
Yeah.
Nobody cares. I tell you what I do pull, though.
What's that?
My brother's a cop here in D.C.
Right.
I have pulled out the the Washington, D.C. police challenge coin.
Really?
And I have handed the cell phone to an officer and said, can you chat with my brother for just 1 second? I've absolutely pulled that card.
Have you?
Yeah,
and
just
once.
Did it
do you any good?
It worked.
Oh, good.
It worked. But it was funny because my brother started getting in cahoots with the cop that pulled me over.
Really?
And they decided they want to have a little fun with me.
Ah, perfect.
This was years ago, but it was fun.
Right. Okay, let's, speaking of fun, New England Patriots still in the forefront of sports news. If they are found to be responsible for deflating their balls below the minimum pressure per square inch required by the NFL, they will have their two playoff opponents who thank for it. According to the reports, the Baltimore Ravens tipped off the Indianapolis Colts. Ah, this makes it more interesting.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't just do it last weekend. They've been doing it.
As the football term.
So why didn't the Ravens, Richie... why didn't the Ravens go to the officials and complain like the Colts did?
I'll tell you why. Aaron Rodgers and several other quarterbacks have come out, and several other players have come out and says everybody manipulates.
What, the Tampa Bay guy Brad Johnson said people... paid off to modify footballs.
It's just apparently it just happens all the time.
Really?
So why it got picked up now, as opposed to during the Ravens game or a year ago or whatever? And quite honestly, some of the Colts receivers and running backs were coming out yesterday on Twitter saying they could have played with a bar of soap and they would have beat us. we just weren't good enough that
day.
Not
enough.
That's true. That's
I don't know
true.
That I
it
think that that's
a
an
message.
Image that you
no,
want to hold in your hand about a bunch of football players in the shower stuff.
I think what we need, what we're going to learn now is that that this happens quite often.
Uh-huh. All right, so it's a big day. Big day.
You know what?
Super Bowl 23 on this date, 1989, Miami... is the scene of a Super Bowl game between San Francisco and Cincinnati. 49ers win it 20-16. That must have been a good game. Most of them, when they're that close. Joe Montana was the quarterback versus Boomer Esiason.
Oh, Boomer.
Cincinnati.
Local boy here in D.C.
Well, yeah, but he comes from Cincinnati.
He played in Cincinnati. He went to University of Maryland and grew up around here.
Are you challenging me in my
information? No, I'm just offering you additional information.
Are you challenging
my
me?
My information?
Right on football? I would never do that.
He's just augmenting your information.
Oh, good. Thank you. It's nice to know that. Nice to know that he cares.
He's a little sensitive today, isn't he?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm being careful about my throat.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, why?
I'm being careful about my throat. There is a little something in the air here, so I'm drinking my tea and my lemon and my honey, trying to keep it so that you can't tell. My throat is dry. My throat is dry.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Speaking about hardwood, consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less, like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, it's only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles from an incredible $1.79, plus pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else, and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the GEICO app.
Hi, I'm lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg. The leading resolution that people make for the new year is to lose weight, but oftentimes we find that we're failing because of the fact that we're cutting out the things that we love most, when really it's all about moderation so that we don't overindulge. And that is why I love these Coca-Cola mini cans. They are perfectly portioned so that we can enjoy the things that we love, but still be friendly to our waistline, and they come in the favorite flavors, classic Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, Sprite, and Coke Zero. Now, Jimmy Dean Delights offers busy moms a delicious and great-tasting way to start the day without the guilt. That includes breakfast bowls and sandwiches, fully cooked links and patties that are made from 100% chicken sausage. Now it's time to put that fitness plan in place, and I cannot get to Planet Fitness quick enough because for only $10 a month, you can become a member. And a non-intimidating workout environment that they call the judgment-free zones. They also have top-of-the-line brand-name equipment, and you can find out about all of these wonderful products at facebook.com/videopump.
In the ballpark, for God's sake.
Give a round of applause for the Dexter.
That was the
line. Off of the air.
Doug always got the facts right.
That's right.
In the ballpark.
Somewhere in the ballpark. Rob Lowe is going back to NBC. How exciting is that, Jen?
Yes, and a show that sounds like it's got your name written all over it, Dougie. It's ordered. NBC has ordered 10 episodes of Apocalypse.
Right.
The story of the Good Day show. It's a new dramedy.
A dramedy.
Yeah, you know,
sounds
drama,
like
dramedy.
You take for a cold.
Right. I'm going to take some dramedy when I don't want to get seasick. Right. It stars Rob Lowe, Megan Mullally, Jenna Fisher from The Office, and Matthew Bateman. He was in The Wrong Mans. And it's an out-of-the-box, or they say wholly original project that offers just the right combination of both high drama and humor. Yes. It's set against the backdrop of apocalyptic chaos. Easy for me to say.
Are those commercials he's doing right now the funniest thing you've seen in a while?
I'm Meathead Rob Lowe. Yeah, they're very funny.
They are hysterical.
Now, a show that I love is The Voice, and it's coming back for season number 8. The premiere of The Voice is February 23rd, but we have here a Good Day exclusive.
Wow.
The season celebrity mentors. Can you deal with it?
Okay, Jen.
All right, Lionel Richie is going to be back. He helped Team Christina season 2, I think. He's going to be back for Team Pharrell Williams.
Here's how to get all your songs in dentist chairs and elevators.
There you go. Ellie Goulding will mentor Team Adam Levine. Hashtag who cares.
Right.
Nick Jonas, oh boy, Joe Bro, will handle Team Christina Aguilera. And here we go. My perfect pairing. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Megan Trainor. Because I'm all about that base. With my boyfriend, Team Blake Shelton. Come on. Who's going to win that again?
That's funny.
I predict. Yes. They're going to come in to the competition after the blind audition. So you can watch for that. All right. NBC also made the announcement. They've been busy. This is TCA. Announced Tuesday they will live stream the Super Bowl for free this year. Network will give consumers access to 11, count them, 11 continuous hours of streaming content without having to log on to Super Bowl Sunday. The streaming access
commercials
begin at 12 p.m. on February 1st for pregame coverage and continues throughout the day. And then after the Super Bowl, you can watch The Blacklist.
One of the things the Super Bowl has to have apparently every year is a a commercial with a lot of old NFL heroes in it.
Yes, of course.
All right. Let's see. This year, first-time Super Bowl advertiser Wix.com, which is an oil filtration system for your car, created a 30-second Super Bowl spot with five greats. Brett Favre, Terrell Owens,
yeah.
Emmitt Smith,
right.
Larry Allen, and Franco Harris.
Franco!
Yeah!
Cool.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Trying to improve everything in your life, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with travel in our focus here in a matter of moments, so stay tuned for that. What is the latest way for you to get cheap airfares, and where are the places to go? We've been talking a lot about the beaches resorts down in Ocho Rios and Negril in Jamaica, and also the Turks and Caicos. A lot of people are going there. A lot of people are traveling because it's so inexpensive to go to Europe now in comparison to what it is in the high season. They want to consider that, too. Stand by for info on travel here on Good Day.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the GEICO app.
Hi, I'm lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg. The leading resolution that people make for the new year is to lose weight, but oftentimes we find that we're failing because of the fact that we're cutting out the things that we love most, when really it's all about moderation so that we don't overindulge. And that is why I love these Coca-Cola mini cans. They are perfectly portioned so that we can enjoy the things that we love, but still be friendly to our waistline, and they come in the favorite flavors, classic Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, Sprite, and Coke Zero. Now, Jimmy Dean Delights offers busy moms a delicious and great-tasting way to start the day without the guilt. That includes breakfast bowls and sandwiches, fully cooked links and patties that are made from 100% chicken sausage. Now it's time to put that fitness plan in place, and I cannot get to Planet Fitness quick enough, because for only $10 a month, you can become a member. And a non-intimidating workout environment that they call the Judgment-Free Zones. They also have top-of-the-line brand-name equipment, and you can find out about all of these wonderful products at Facebook.com. Facebook.com/videopump. Oh, I want to get away.
Want to get away?
All right, if you don't want to get yinsed, as they say, Tom Parsons is the man who knows how to save money when it comes to traveling. He runs bestfares.com, and you have been blogging about changes that are in the air for frequent flyers. What is changing? I think I belong to most people that travel a lot have all of the discount, but it's a way for you to add up mileage and use those for upgrades, yada, yada, yada. So how are they going to take advantage of the fact that there are only three big carriers now and they're sticking to you a little bit more?
I think Delta made Southwest did the big move a few years ago when they went to, they're going to take care of those who give them the most money,
yeah,
and also buy the more expensive tickets. And that's what Delta just did January 1st. United says they're going to do it March 1. So when you were flying coast to coast before, like Boston to L.A. or New York to San Francisco, you were getting about 5,000 air miles. But if you get a $300 airplane ticket, they'll give you 5 points per dollar spent. So you may get 1,500 points instead of 5,000.
You think American will go down the same street?
Well, they have talked. They're merging their programs right now.
American and U.S. Air. Yeah.
Right, so they didn't want to get a double whammy. So I would say if Delta gets away with it, United does it, then probably sometime towards the end or early next 2016, we'll probably see American do it.
Ah, well, great. Use your friendly service from
the higher paying guys, like a person buying a $6,000 business class ticket from Dallas to Frankfurt. Mm-hmm. If he's one of the elite people that gets 11 points, you can actually earn 75,000 points or miles in one single trip.
Yeah.
So they're going to take care of the guys that give them the most money.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, that makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah, okay. But what they'll do is drive the people that would stay with them who wouldn't want to spend that kind of money because they don't have it and they don't care about that perhaps. Mm-hmm. I'll just go to Virgin.
Well, it really comes down to it somewhere down the road. You're not going to, unless you really are a super frequent flyer, and you only travel once or twice or three times a year, these points aren't going to mean that much. You'll probably earn more points using your credit cards than whatever you earn flying, no matter how many trips you take. So,
yeah, that's why people say, why do people use the American Express card? They use it because of that, you know, pay it off every month, but you get all these miles to be used. The travelers like to have that consideration. All right, what's the best deal to Europe? Give me 30 seconds on going overseas.
Well, you know what? If you want to go to Europe this year, go out of Canada if you're nearby. Because it's half what we have to pay this year, even summer, as much as $1,000 per ticket.
Go out of Canada to Europe.
Yeah, so if you live in Buffalo, go out of Toronto. If you live in Detroit, go out of Windsor. The airfares are $1,000 in the summer, cheaper than going out of Detroit.
There's a good tip for you from Best Fares editor and publisher Tom Parsons here on Good Day. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.